Hey folks, this week Tom and I are taking a crack at the classic EMF 100 versus T15 debate, but with a twist. We're not rating your marker, we're rating your memes. We also announce, and apparently troubleshoot the hell out of, the new 2022 Maritime Paintball Podcast Spotify playlist, and we need your help, so please check for the link on the Facebook page. Help us fill that playlist up. And folks, this episode is full of tangents. We both had a rough week, so please hold on to your hats and bear with us. Now on with the show.
Woo. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 325.
You bastard!
Of the Maritime Paintball Podcast. They didn't hear any of that.
Oh, I thought you tried to get me again.
No. I waited. Let me start that over. Welcome to episode 325 of the Maritime Paintball Podcast. My name is Brad O'Dell, and with me as always is...
your king of paintball, Thomas Castle.
That he is. He's even got the crown to show it. We're just waiting on Lone Wolf Paintball to rate the photo. Hurry up, boys.
I was not going to even fucking mention that because I thought it would just be funny. Shine on a couple of those boys, those angry speedy ball boys.
Right, spent, angry speedy ball
spent
boys.
A lot of money, bought a real fancy kit, and then got a 7.5. I'm like, I've been shot at with those kits. They're real fucking pretty, but.
That's okay. We'll get into that in a second.
Tease him later.
But first.
Little housekeeping?
Yeah, we're going to tease them a little bit later. But first, let's get a quick shout out for the sponsors. We'll be back in just a minute. DefConPaintballGear.com is one of Canada's premier online paintball retailers, offering everything from the most tactical of MagFed gear to the most competitive speedball gear. Orders over $150 get free ground shipping. Some restrictions do apply, so please double-check the site. And when you use the code MARITIMES, you save 10% off almost everything on the site. So what are you waiting for? Check out DefConPaintballGear.com. PB Swag Bag is the awesome service that sends you awesome paintball gear every month. For $37.95, they ship you a blue bag packed with awesome paintball gear, everything from paintball gun cases to headbands and t-shirts. Sometimes it's even custom and only available through them. Head over to pbswagbag.com and use the code MPP10 to score 10% off your first bag. And if you don't like it, cancel anytime, there's no commitment. pbswagbag.com. As one of New Brunswick's premier paintball fields, Moncton Paintball offers everything from a walk-on to private parties, special events. Featuring the town of Maghill, a fully equipped, playable urban paintball field, Maghill is packed. It's got cars, buses, trains, multiple buildings, some of them two stories, soon to be three. Moncton Paintball is a field you cannot afford to miss. Find out more information at monctonpaintball.com. No, that's
the Lux is not the underdog.
That is a great way to come back. Just out total no context. The Lux is not the underdog. You know what that sounds like? That sounds like a code that will go over the shortwave radio to a spy.
Fuck, it does. It was a lot better than
right?
last week.
The Lux is not, just especially the way you said it too. You were just like, the Lux is not the underdog. Like,
again, I'm
the tree is purple. I don't know.
Okay. You can explain that one after. I'll let you choose that one.
Yeah, we'll get into that in a second. We got. Why does that keep happening? Why does stuff keep happening? Oh, never mind. Sorry, my screen's flickering funny. What are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about
memes. We get to talk about memes today, and that makes me so happy.
It is. It took 325 episodes, ladies and gentlemen, but we're talking about memes. Unfortunately, it's also an audio podcast for those who are streaming it. So if you're memes don't translate well to audio, but we're still gonna work it. We're gonna make it happen. Anyways, we're gonna talk about that. We're gonna talk about what's coming up in the near future. Mm-hmm. A couple of events coming up. Very excited.
Where are my show notes? Memes, events coming up. I'm old and I can't see this. Then, what else we got? Fuck. The playlist.
The playlist.
Excited.
Let's talk about that right now. I want to get that going right now. Ladies and gentlemen, those of you who are in the chat, last year we did this really cool thing and it worked out way better than we thought it would because it was actually legit. Like it was fucking
great. The trip
great.
Wasn't long awesome. Enough for us to really get through the playlist. I was really bummed about it.
No, but we have a much longer trip this time around. We have two very long trips this time around. So, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for us to introduce the Maritime Paintball Podcast Road Trip Mix 2022. I'm dropping the link in the comments. The link will be made public after the show goes live. But this is a public playlist that I want everybody. Drop your favorite songs into it. I don't care what they are. I don't care who the artist is. I don't care what the genre is. I don't care. I just want, just throw your favorite music in there. Because when me and Tom hit the road, we put that playlist on. We put that sucker on shuffle, and we do not hit skip.
No.
We will suffer through every terrible song you put on that playlist.
But just remember that those of you who puts on the Backstreet Boys, you're going to suffer too, because I'm going to sing that stuff. You got some Prince, you got some Stevie Wonder hitting you with that. Hit me with everything. I don't care. I don't care. You got me to listen to some Wub Wub music last year with that Overkill. Overkill 2018. Mike Emilio.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, this is
Overkill
really
2018.
Good. This is awesome. I was very happy to listen to it.
We obviously got Rickrolled. Is it getting Rickrolled if you listen to the whole song?
No. Rickrolled is being
at that
fooled.
Point. We were just enjoying Rick Astley. Yeah.
I do enjoy Rick. I did enjoy Ass. So Astley is just the way to go. I'll take it.
There was a plethora of Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, Spice Girls, Britney Spears.
Like they're gonna phase them. So folks, if you're gonna phase a millennial with that shit, it's like, oh wow, look, it's my early
like,
teens.
You know what happened to me is when we started listening to what the hell's on my shirt.
Defcon.
When we started but my beard hairs are falling out. When the Backstreet Boys and the NSYNC stuff came on, I just immediately was transported back to Pogs.
They're back in Pog form.
Right, Alf's back in Pogs.
Oh man, yeah, that's what I thought that was hilarious. I'm like, let's just. No, we're not skipping it. It was just the two of us. It's not like we had anybody listening. We didn't have a feed.
But if you're going to troll us, could you at least, folks, I'm asking politely, put some effort into it.
don't challenge them.
Rick Astley, you can Rickroll us. That's great. Whatever. Okay, you know what? You Rickrolled us. Put some Backstreet Boys in sync. That's not really trolling us.
There's some sickos out there, man. And I don't know if you want to really... Don't poke them. They might give us some awful. I'm gonna hear some awful shit coming off that chat, and I'm a little afraid.
Right?
Now.
I mean, we might. Dustin Fournier has jumped into the chat. Ponish says that was a mistake. I don't think it was. I think we're gonna discover some amazing music. 10-hour loop of a toddler screaming. If you can find it on Spotify, you can add it.
I think
now
there's gonna have to be that kind of shit. I'll just use the royal veto. And then I'm going to find out who posted it, and I'm going to send you some explicit pictures. I'm going to send you the OnlyFans link. Bet you didn't know we had one. We do. You pissed me off, you get the link.
It is the nuclear option.
Yeah. What is our OnlyFans? I don't know what's on there. But you'll find out. I'm heading out to Moncton on Sunday. It's going to be cold. It's going to be wet.
And I'm going to be filled. I will be warmed by rage. Yeah.
On top of the drive down and your week that you've had. 100%, baby. We're going to get out there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The week I've had, the week I've had, the 6 months you've had. Rage. Marky's asking, have you ever done a conspiracy theories episode?
I love
no.
I like conspiracy theories. If you've got paintball conspiracy theories.
Yeah. I've never heard a paintball conspiracy.
Oh, a whipped cream bikini. Bud, whipped cream.
But it wouldn't last long enough. Tom be licking it up off himself.
I was going to make a Miracle Whip joke, but okay. That's gross. Conspiracy theory. Paintball conspiracy theories.
I don't know. Is that a thing?
Is that like the mysteriously disappearing hit? I went behind the wall. And
well, there was the Tippmann. There was the Tippmann C3. No, the Tippmann C. Was it this? Yeah, the Tippmann C3. The one I sent you. The one you didn't believe ran on propane.
Oh, yeah, but there's proof that that exists. There's no proof that.
Yeah.
That there's no proof that.
Except you can't buy it anywhere. That's the weird part.
Oh, go to the States and find one.
That was if Hank Hill played paintball.
It's the Hank Hill marker for sure, man. I still can't. It's a very strange little piece. Like,
yeah, it was a neat little piece of history.
I mean, it's like the the Empire with the hopper built in. The Aztec of
the Defender.
Yeah, the Defender, the Aztec of paintball guns. It's the Pontiac Aztec.
The Aztec.
That's the Pontiac Aztec of paintball markers, dude. 100%. Look at that thing. I can camp in the back of it. My hopper is built in. I'm hard of hearing. So we're just gonna
my hopper's built in.
Yeah.
Oh. Yes.
I don't eat tuna as a general rule, Marky, and I wouldn't eat fish from a sub place. Not a fast food sub place. I wouldn't eat fish from a fast food restaurant. Sorry.
No. You know what is good, though, and I was pleasantly surprised?
What's that?
The breakfast sandwiches from an Irving Big Stop takeaway. Like the ones that they wrap in the foil and they put in a little here.
Oh, yeah. If you got them fresh, they're real good. They're very good.
They're good, man. I was blown away. They're like actual sausage and like egg and everything. I was blown away. So the playlist is live, folks. Start adding music to it, please. I want all the music added to it.
Stand downwind from me, Marky, after the paintball game, buddy. Keep that smell
and
down
like
there.
Just all the bangers. Put whatever you want on it. I don't care. I do care. I want to know. What you guys are listening to?
I want to know what y'all are going to be listening to on the way to Commando, on the way to SNL.
There's no music on it. Come on, folks. Add some music.
Jab them.
I'm adding music now.
Yay.
Boom. We're adding that one. Done.
Oh, I'll get to it. I'm just not going to do it now because I'm going to, I'll space out.
There. I added two songs, folks.
Hey.
Elise says, we are trying to Highway to the Danger Zone. Kenny Loggins. That is absolutely needs to be on there.
100%.
And if you don't, here's the thing. If you don't have Spotify, drop the name of the song in the chat. We'll add it manually.
Yeah.
If you don't have Spotify, drop a link or not a link. If you don't know the name of it or whatever, drop whatever you can. We'll add it on. And it says it's not letting you. Why? Hold on, folks. We're fixing this live.
Ooh, 90s alternative music. Yes. Early 90s pop punk. So your Offsprings, your Weezers, your NoFX's, MXPX, Lagwagon, that chunky... Oh, we have to make sure that we add 00 UFO, Death Cab for Cutie, very nice, Disturbed, mwah. Chef's Kiss. Loves me my...
I don't know why it's not letting anybody add to it, because it is public and it is there. So I'm not sure. We'll play around with it. Hopefully we can get some stuff added on, because we need that playlist. But that's live. So that's enough of that. That's enough talking about that. Let's talk this Sunday, Moncton Paintball. We are going to be there. Come hell or high water, rain, sleet, snow, I will be there like the fucking postman. Nothing will stop
me. Kevin Costner.
Except my car's making a weird sound, so we'll see.
Oh, don't say things like that.
It's just a break. I already know.
Good.
Yeah, it's fine. I got three more. So,
Okay.
Right.
That's.
And so we're gonna be there at Moncton Paintball. It's gonna be a walk on. Nothing crazy. Nothing special. Except I'm gonna be there, which makes it special.
It's the first of the year, so you know we're all gonna spend an extra half an hour jaw jacking, warming up, drinking our coffee. Just generally content. I got to go last Saturday and see a few of the lads and see everybody. And it's, man. My boys.
Feels good,
It feels good, bro. Like, I got to see most of the people that I miss seeing that I hadn't seen almost all winter. I'm stoked to go back. I'm stoked to yell at them and to be shot at by them. There was a real good crowd. They had a great couple groups last week. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be excellent. There's some good... I'm pretty sure all the usual suspects are going to be there. So...
Nice. I got to go to my... I've totally forgot I was going to go after work today, but I've got to go to my storage unit and dig out all my gear. I've got the gun, I got the tank, and I got the hopper here with me. And I got the joggers upstairs, but I need to go get my jersey, and I got to grab my pods. So yeah, I gotta do that.
I gotta make sure my buddy brings my mags that I went looking for. I'm like, where are my mags? Oh, They're in the mag bag that went with my gear. Right.
That's the way she goes, yeah, bud.
That's okay. At least I know where they are. And I'm not looking on Saturday night. I looked a week ago.
No. Yeah, no, no. I just got to go to the... I'll run out to the storage container tomorrow.
Make sure it is a collaborative playlist. Or after work. Before being public.
Yeah. It is a collaborative playlist. I even sent out the collaborative link.
As she, Sherkin is sending us some pictures on the Discord. There's check marks and everything. I don't know. I'm just relaying messages because I have the attention span of a 3-year-old.
Right?
Paintball for Kids, May 22nd. I feel
that. That is May 22nd. Cannot wait. Want to go to that because, well, it's Paintball for Kids. And, like, who the hell doesn't want to go to Paintball for Kids? Come on.
So, Mrs. B and I are going to Halifax that weekend for a show. Yes. And then on the way back, we have to leave Halifax at, like, 8 because she has something to do in Moncton. I think I remember him cook at, like, 11. So she's going to slow down outside of SNL and boot my ass out of the car with my gear. She's told me as much. She's like, I'm going to be hauling ass. I'm sorry if I'm dropping you off early, but I got to go. I'm just sitting there going. Okay. Make sure the boys show up because it's going to be a long walk home if they don't. I'll have my table. No, I'll have my table and folding chair and I'll just park where we, I'll sit where we parked and I'll just smoke and wait till you show up.
Right?
I'm leaving, bro.
I'll be there. I'll
I'll save you at the very least. Don't leave me here alone. Otherwise, I'm going to find Jacob and then you know what's going to happen.
So.
Putting that out there.
Let me go find. He's going to be part of the OnlyFans. That cowboy hat is.
Fuck.
Yeah, Paintball for Kids, super excited. We went to it last year, did we not? Was that Paintball for Kids that we went to last year? Or was that the Memorial Game? I forget.
I think it was the Memorial Game. I think. There's no way he only dates models. Oh, Marky.
We already love you, Marky. You don't have to lay it on. Oh, it was the Anniversary Game. That's what it was. It was the SNL Anniversary Game. So I want to go to Paintball Kit for Kids because it's a great field. It's a great cause.
Jacob terrifies me at this point, though. Just casually measuring the internal dimensions of a Mil Sig SMG Magwell. Just casually.
What was the name of that movie? What was the name of that movie that the guy was in it?
The guy. You got to give me a little more.
Basically, the dude was like framed for murder or something like that, and he ended up like killing off everybody because he was like a tinkerer. Anyways, dude was like special forces, and he would I don't know.
You just described every everything. Jason Statham movie.
Oh, for God's sake! What the hell's the name of that movie?
Ex special forces who's been betrayed, and now he has to use. Are you like, talking about Liam Neeson?
No, the guy who played. I can't remember. Law-abiding citizen. Ryan Bell got it for me. A law-abiding citizen.
How the... this is dignity, Luann.
That movie's
dignity.
Been out for 15 years.
How do you not know what dignity is? Fuck.
Like, law-abiding citizen. Jacob would go all law-abiding citizen, is what would happen. That man would come up with, like, little inventions that... I don't know. No, he's too kind-hearted. He wouldn't do that. There would be mild inconveniences. It would be things like, no matter what, the ketchup bottle will always, like, spray when you open it. Or, like, just, like,
it poots a little bit.
No matter how many times you adjust it, your computer chair will always slightly too low.
Oh, that's devious. That's... You always have a tiny leak somewhere in your gun. Always. That's a tiny leak.
Always.
Not enough. Always. Just enough for you to hear it.
And it's all you can only hear it when you're on the field and you bring the marker up near your face and you just hear this like. And you're like, what the fuck is that sound?
But it never. And that's it. But it never affects your gameplay.
No, no,
no. For whatever reason.
Never. And then when you take it off the field and somebody hand it to somebody else, it stops.
Oh. Oh, do I hate that. Corey knows exactly what I'm talking about. But then again, I've seen us take apart the marker and you're just like, it's this, you moron. It's like, oh.
That was me on the live stream cleaning out my Mini and going, I wonder why this thing was shooting absolute garbage. Pull the eyes out of it. And she's just gunked right up.
Like, uh-huh.
There's the problem.
Yep. That was my axe. We're just like, this seems to be shooting a little funny. Give it a little greasy grease. Oh. Oh, okay. That's what it was.
Ponage says he shoots PE. He doesn't have that problem. See, what I heard, though, is I heard Ponage say, my life is boring because I never have to learn anything. Yeah, that's right. I went there.
Sorry, Ryan Bell nailed, just made a sphincter joke, and he's right.
It's on the nose.
Ew, I shoot PE. Everybody shoots PE.
That's why I refuse.
I mean, don't screw with something that works. If it works for you, don't ever let the guy who shoots a TCR and a Tipex, don't fucking let me tell you what works for you.
Right? We're talking to a guy who sells Apple products.
And yeah, and one of us in this room is a monster.
So,
and it isn't me, and that really surprises me. Like, so look, I'm looking at the wrong screen. I'm so shocked that it's just like
I'm an absolute monster.
You're a monster. I'm not the monster you are. But it's what it is. It's what it is.
So where are we going with that? Oh yeah, Jacob's gonna slowly take us out one by one.
Something something make a pass at Jacob. Okay.
Yeah, something something get him on the OnlyFans with that ball cap of, or that cowboy hat of his. Paintball for kids. I did, part of me kind of wanted to talk about some crazy shindiggy shit that happened with a certain event that went by, but I think we're not going to touch that one. If you know, you know. If you don't, that's fine. It's not really that important anyway.
Not really. Not going to affect the Maritime Paintball podcast. By the way, once we get that playlist sorted out, give me your Maritime stuff. Those of you who are here.
Ooh, I want C. I'm calling dibs now. Not calling dibs.
Okay.
I'm putting in a request. Put whatever you want. But I want some sea shanties on there.
Oh, okay. 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 Nova Scotian. I'll give you that.
A couple sea shanties.
I really want that. Like I said, I'm going to throw 00 UFO on there. Nicotine Heartthrob.
Oh, I like that band, dude. I'm glad you introduced me.
Oh, yeah. Those guys are just a great bunch of lads.
Iron Giant. Gotta put I'm putting Iron Giant on it now.
Oh yeah, Iron Giant.
Creator of Scars. Fuck yeah.
Oh Jesus. There's Filth. There's I just had a flash of one of my old customers talking about how much he hated Moxie Fruvis because of Gian Gomeshi. And this was before all that stuff went down with Gian, and then it happened and he showed up at the store, started cussing me out. I told you he was a piece of shit. So every time he'd come into the store to buy something, I'd slip a Moxie Fruvis CD into his... I'd just give him Moxie Fruvis CDs just to piss him off, and he'd just throw them in the garbage.
Nice.
Cuss me out for it every single time. Anyways, who cares about that? What else have we got? The memes. Because this can go right... This can go right into your tangent, and that'll be wonderful.
There's no Iron Giant on Spotify.
Get out!
Huh. Yeah. Weird.
Actually, now I'm starting to wonder if...
I'm wondering if we maybe should have done like a YouTube playlist instead. Or a YouTube music playlist? I don't know. Anyways,
we'll talk about that. I'm trying to think of... the Motor League?
Ooh, the Motor League is on Spotify.
Yeah, they're a bunch of... Another good bunch.
Yeah.
Oh, the Cauldron Project. If anybody hasn't heard those guys, they are they're a strange pair of guys, but we used to have a lot of fun partying with them.
Ooh, Discordia. Fuck yeah.
There we go. I can't believe. Holy crap, he's on Spotify.
Beautiful.
That's just too funny. 10 monthly listeners. He's now got 11. I'm glad if I had seen him today, he'd be like, why the hell haven't you subscribed to my Spotify, you filthy prick? Oh, I can hear him, dude. And now I'm gonna have to send him a text message with a picture of that just to shine him on a little bit.
Right.
All right.
Hands of Doom by Manowar. Fuck yeah.
Mm.
Get some Manowar on there. So Let's get into the meat of this episode now that we've gotten all that out of the way. Let's talk about the T-15 versus EMF 100 or the MG-100 or that PE gun or whatever. Now, the thing is, though, we're not going to actually discuss T-15 versus that other PE marker.
Because
the EMF 100.
We actually don't care.
Nobody fucking cares.
No one gives a shit. Not on either side of this. Do you own a T-15? I don't care. Do you own an EMF 100? Still don't care. What we're here for are the memes. Because I saw that. I saw this shit show start, a night or two ago. And I saw the first post and I'm like, oh, balls. Here we go. And it started. And it kept going, and it kept going. And now I'm waking up, and I'm finding some just gold. We'll try to get them up in the chat, because some of them are just hilarious.
Oh, buddy.
That one I sent
some of the memes are gold, man. Golden. Golden. Some of the memes got actually taken down. We went back looking for more, and the admins took them down, and you know those were the good ones. Yeah.
My favorite one that I found was MG100 users are the CrossFitters / vegans of paintball.
Oh my God, that's legit. I love that one. That's amazing.
Again, I could say that about either one of them. Because if you own MG100 or you own a T-15, everybody knows you own one. It's just a thing. We all love to talk about our gear, yada, yada, yada. But these guys are like, they are passionate. Like, wow. And they're venomous. Like, they're angry sons of bitches.
Well,
it's
funny, though, because I've seen this happen 4 times now.
Yeah.
So, okay. So way back in the day, it was the M17. The Milisig M17 was the marker to own, right? Everybody loved the M17. And then it was the 468, and everybody shit on the M17 because the 468 was the thing to own. And then the T-15 came out, and the T-15 was the thing to own, and everybody shit on the 468. And then the MG-100 came out, and it was the thing to own, and everybody shit on the T-15. So now I'm just waiting for the next fucking MagFed marker to come around that everyone's going to jump on that bandwagon. They're all going to dump their MG100s. They're all going to switch to this new one because it's going to be the best thing ever. Because it's just, it's new. And they jump on it. And I don't understand it. I really don't. Like, don't get me wrong. You like the MG100? You like T15? I don't give a shit. What I do care about, though, is one, this is pure human psychology, like, at its purest point, where it's just people are just like, I jumped on the bandwagon, but I have to defend my position on the bandwagon because I didn't jump on the bandwagon. I made this choice on my own. But let me tell you about all the reasons why. And me thinks you protest too much.
Oh, man.
Does that make sense?
No, you're not wrong. You can't talk about until you share on MFPB that you're talking about.
I have no idea what he's talking about.
Oh, he's talking about the memes or probably the MagFed. He's talking about MagFed Paintball, the group.
Oh, yeah,
because
yeah,
it's
yeah, yeah.
Because I'm not going to lie, I saw somebody in our chat on there. I watched his video.
Yeah.
He's awful cute. Looks like he's eating in a diner. You're going to have to bring me to breakfast, honey. It looks like you're in a diner. It sounds like you're in a diner. And my friend.
Oh, fuck. That's a song I got to add. Hold on.
That sounds like a good. No, no, please, please, please go. So yeah, maybe if you want to find it, everybody that's in the chat, that is the MagFed Paintball page on Facebook. Or Ryan Bell, I'm sure, will find us a delicious link because, oh my God, you want me to make a new marker? Do I want you to make a new marker? You're gonna do it whether I want you to or not, and I respect that because. I don't have that. Like Jacob, I don't have that technical ability. I'll tell you something. You make it, I'll sell that sumbitch.
Yeah.
I'll sell it
to absolutely anybody.
Can't stand that the admin's removing everything. You're right, Pwnage. It's kind of skeezy.
Mm. To be fair, sometimes memes or comments are such low effort that you kind of just got to do housekeeping. But that's got to be... I'm talking low-quality memes here. I'm talking low-quality bullshit. Like, what was one I seen the other day? It was just like, I don't know, some political bullshit. Like, that kind of thing. Just fucking, like, fucking...
There's no place housekeeping. For it.
It's paintball. It's a paintball Facebook page. Just fucking house clean that shit.
Yeah.
But, like paintball memes? That shit? Let that fly. You know what I'm saying? Like, let that shit fly.
These guys are, some of them are getting a mite bit, a tidbit salty with each other, and I'd be lying if I said I wasn't enjoying it.
Oh, I'm loving watching it from the outside. I do love that comment, though, that somebody left on Ryan Bell's YouTube video there. They said, next thing you know, his next YouTube video will be the EMF 100 using T15 mags with a TMC stock M17 grips, a heat core somewhere. I love that. Just like sounds like he's just going to slap the heat core on the side of it for just like for the sake of having it there. And a secondary TCR with Tipex mags to FRFR end the war forever. I don't know what that FRFR part was. I think it's a typo of some kind. But like to end the war forever. And that's me and Tom started cracking the jokes about how he's just like, it's like you're the fucking avatar of paintball. You're just going to like, you're going to combine the five elements and bring the five kingdoms together.
Fuck, it still cracks me up.
Like...
Oh my god, it's funny.
Jacob heat core, more like a long core. But Jacob, you can remember, I know you were there, but 5-6 years ago, everybody was hot for the heat core. It was all about the heat core. Everything's got to have the heat core. It's the best thing ever. And it was such a colossal pain in the ass to tech. But yeah, I'm loving the memes that are coming out of this because there's some legit memes and some like some stuff's being brought up. Like the Die Damn users are just sort of like in the background being like, yo, what up? We never actually went anywhere. Like,
the Die Damn users are all driving their Ferrari Testarossas and flipping you off because the shit works great. The shit is beautiful and it's expensive as hell. And everyone who has one, you're like, you're a fancy bitch.
Yeah,
I'm jealous. Please, let's not understand. If I had the money, my ass would have bought a Die Damn because...
right.
I have a TCR. I want... that damn thing. These things are just beautiful, but I got to work within my means.
The Die Damn... Don't get me wrong. Die Dams are great. They're awesome. I don't like the mags. Anyways.
That's another conversation.
Exactly. There's pros and cons to every market, but it's just funny, like seeing, and then you got like the TCR users. There's like four of you out there who are just sort of like, what up?
And, like, yeah, but again, like, you know those of us that have them, because we'll tell you, nobody, but the
yeah.
And then the EMF 100s.
Yeah, we're going to jump.
They're
oh, it's the same. Somebody brought it up.
What?
Michael Jr., Michael Alexis Jr. Love that name. Michael Alexis Jr. Fuck, that's a great name.
The SAR.
It's the same as the SAR 12. It's so true. Everybody who owns a SAR 12 does not. Like, okay, I own a T15. I own a Mini. I own an MG, a TGR2. And, like, I own a couple of different markers. And, like, half of the time, when my shit comes out of the bag, it's just like, and just like on the table and away we go. And then like shit gets piled on top of it and all that. But like you watch a SAR 12 user, that they look like fucking sharpshooters, like getting ready to take a mile and a half long shot. Like it slowly comes out of the bag, bipod. They gently put the marker down. They start calibrating shit. And it's just like, bro, I get it. It's an engineering piece of it's a marvelous piece of engineering or whatever. But like, I'm gonna shoot it. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, so, but also we don't play in any fields in the Maritimes that could support a SAR 12. We watched Anthony try and the poor boy just got fucking ripped apart.
Is that what he was using?
There was one day he had like this weird looking long gun, right? It was a SAR 12.
Oh, that thing that was built on the fancy frame. Is that what that was?
Yeah.
Thing was,
that was a SAR 12.
That thing was really nice, but I seem to recall that it was heavy.
Very heavy. Also, bolt action. Also, finicky as fuck. It's super accurate when you get it working right, but you know where it doesn't work? On a field that I can run at you.
Yes, I think that would have a place like this summer where we're doing. It would have a place. But yeah, when there's renters running around... With EMX that are just going to run up and clock you in the back, it's not going to work so well. Dynasty 02?
Yeah.
Is that going on right now? Have I completely slacked off and spaced out.
I didn't think there was anything going on because it's happening in Texas right now, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Our Sartells is in a case under the bed.
Not used since 2018.
Oh, but you could beat someone to death with that. That's just as good.
Right. Some of the other memes that are coming out on this too, like I want to talk about the memes because it's just, it's glorious. But some of them's coming out, like some of you never had a proper bologna sandwich and it shows.
I feel like that person was listening to this show. And real,
because we've had proper bologna sandwiches, motherfucker.
Yeah, I have. I don't eat them.
Don't talk to me about bologna sandwiches.
I fucking eat them. That's why. Ugh. That did crack me up though. It's like
there, and then okay, then there was this. This is a long one, folks. This is a long one. I think this might have been what set it off, but it's like, ever put a bologna slice on a car in the sun? No, because I don't hate anybody that much. To all my fellow T15 users, I've been there. I was hard-headed and never wanted to give up on my two T15s. Anytime someone suggested I get a quote-unquote space gun, I would get irritated. One day I bought a cheap, used, all in caps, MG100 from a local paintball shop. When I tell you it worked 50 times better than my brand new 15, I say that with no exaggeration. It's old, dinged up, used, and it still never jams, never leaked, never chopped, just like my junk. He didn't type that, but I did. shut the fuck up about attachments, looks, 1-to-1 scale AR. In-house full auto. You don't need it. There are body kits to make the MG100 into a replica, and there are other upgrades. AR100, MagFed Maker, AK body kits, mods, yada, 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 yada. For the love of God, shut the fuck up about your leaks and go try it on MG this weekend. It'll change your life, and it'll rid this group of the repeated, I have a leak, Daddy Paul Rudick, what do I do?
Fuck.
Somebody page Paul.
He's in the chat. What?
He just popped into the chat while I was reading that.
This is amazing. Oh my God.
So anyways, I saw that and I fucking lost my mind.
That's awesome.
And then
awesome.
There's another one. It's even longer.
I did see that one. I did see that one. That was the one that caught my attention when this all started going down. I'm like, oh boy, here we go. And then he shows up.
These memes are glorious.
Can we get him in here to... He can just go...
We should get Paul on the show.
We should get him... Oh, hell, he can comment in the chat. And...
Or was it the fight scene of First Strike beating the shit out of Planet Eclipse while Milsig breakdances on
Oh, my
the floor.
God. I'm looking for that. We have it in our private chat. I'll have to send it because, oh, my God, it was gorgeous. It was beautiful. They nailed it right down.
Oh, my God.
Oh, so this is why we this is why we put the ranting and the garbage at the end of the show now.
Yeah. What's this one here? This is from March 29th. Not sure what's worse, the players who refuse to admit marker X is better than marker Y, or the players who never stop reminding us. Maybe put this much effort into commenting on anything event-related, or at least be creative with your shit-talking. It's true. Oh, my God.
Yep. Just whack. What do you think of that? Oh. These guys are hilarious. Like, I think this is one of the funniest of all the groups, and... Don't get me wrong. That's like,
I love it.
It's like base level content. Like when you're just like, let's go look at the Facebook groups, but they're not usually this funny. Like normally I see it.
It's on point.
I get one, maybe a message a week where I'm like, look at this shit. And I send it. This has been ongoing for a few days and I've laughed every day. So these guys are clearly cooped up and they need to get the hell out of the house and go shoot at each other. Ooh, they have a poll going. Yeah. Yeah. The cult of the MG.
My dog is about to start barking in the background.
Oh.
That is, yeah, she's about to get real loud. I'm apologizing. She just learned how to go down the stairs and now I can't keep her out of the basement. So, but we definitely need to get Daddy Paul Roddick on the show.
Do we have to call him Daddy?
I'm going to.
I'm okay with that. I mean,
the memes are all in the MagFed paintball group, Jacob. That's where I'm seeing them all. It's just I just wanted to comment, not even on like the on T15 versus EMF 100 or whatever the hell it's called now. It's got like 1,000 different fucking names. It's just more.
What are you doing to that animal?
It's she's trying to get through the baby gate. She's losing her mind. We may have to end the show somewhat early if she starts to really lose her mind.
He doesn't want you to see him bite the animal.
I'm gonna punt that thing.
No,
like across the room. No, I'm not going.
We're not monsters.
No, God.
When
no.
I kick a kid, you go right ahead. But if somebody fucks with a dog, he tells you.
Right.
If someone shoots a child with a paintball marker, I'm gonna laugh. But if you shoot the dog, I'm gonna kick you in the taint. And that's the end of it.
100%.
At least the child can, the child can vocalize that it's pissed off at you. The dog's just going to run off.
There's a reason why the first John Wick movie was so popular. because it was literally... It's everybody wants to do that.
Yeah.
Oh,
man.
Where was it going with that?
I don't know. We got distracted by kicking dogs and...
Oh, it's just, I love that, like, you got, like, these two warring factions. The MAGFed guys are duking it out internally, and it's just, it's hilarious, because at the end of the day, the real winners here are the guys making the memes. Like,
actually, I'm the winner, because I don't own either of those markers, and I get to read the memes. And then I get to laugh at them with you guys.
I own a T-15, and...
Smooth brain.
And it works great for me, but you don't see me.
Not you, sorry. I'm reading the chat.
Oh, yeah, fucking smooth braid.
Your words simply flying off. Oh, my God, you people. I hope some of these guys are in here and understand like how much I'm laughing and praising their wonderful work. Oh, that's a question. There's a question here.
What's that?
Will a rifle barrel cause more paint breaks in round ball?
Wait, what? Say that again?
Will a rifled barrel cause more paint breaks in round ball? I could read the chat, but I figure I'd just ask you instead because I'm lazy.
Potentially, yes. Because it's the rifling. It depends on how the rifling works in the barrel. So, like, the rifling on, like, the Nemesis barrel is... it's a recessed groove that the fins from an FSR grab onto and spin. But if you get like the old school rifling was like they cut like a shallow groove, it'll cut the gel, it'll cut the cap. Jesus, I can't think straight.
It's okay. I know you're having a rough day.
The shell, it will damage the shell of the paintball, and there's a high likely chance that it will just explode on the way out of the barrel. There we go.
That makes sense.
So if you use a round ball. Now, there is a type of rifled, quote-unquote rifled barrel that you can get for round ball, and it's straight rifled. So it's actually got two grooves at the top and the bottom.
Oh, yeah.
That it just sort of forces the ball to roll, or not, to sit and sort of guide on these rails. I don't know how effective that is. I think just, like, if that was really effective, and the way I look at it is when you're dealing with round ball, I know the MAGFed guys don't like hearing this, but when you're dealing with round ball, look to the speedball world for the best option. Because, like, if straight rifling or whatnot was like, the best way to do it, I feel like they would do it in speedball. You know what I mean? So, you definitely need, like, if you want to do it, you need a thick shell, like Paul says there. You need a really thick shell if you're going to use that kind of barrel. Just get if you're going to shoot round ball, get a really nice, polished, sized barrel.
Yeah.
Use a Freak Kit or the Laser from HK or whatever else is out there. And apparently straight rifling is called fluting. Learn something today. Yeah. There we go.
Awesome. Daddy Paul taught us some stuff. Ryan Bell taught us some stuff.
I am
stoked. You know what? I think that's a good spot to end. It's a little early. I'm sorry. But you know what? You know how to end. You know how to leave on a high note.
Yeah. Got to leave wanting more, especially because I couldn't remember the fucking word for shell. I'm burnt.
Exactly.
I'm burnt the fuck out. So that's it, folks. We're going to end it there because we're going to run out and I'm going to start rambling here soon. So, folks, thanks for hanging out with us. It's been an absolute blast.
That was a great night. I really enjoyed having you all come and sit in our living rooms
and joke about memes.
And just ramble on. I'm going to keep selling the Friends of the Moncton Hospital. If you guys want to send some money. If you don't want to send some money, I don't care. It's a good cause. It's close to heart. Commando Paintball D-Day. I hope to see as many of you there as possible, boys and girls. I am looking forward to it. Have a puff. Have a wobbly pop. Have a sausage. I heard there's going to be food there. And I like round ball because I'm a round ball. So
it's going to be great. We're going to, there's so many good fucking events we're coming up. I can't wait.
Elise, we're absolutely going to check on the playlist and see what's going on with that.
I'm going to figure something
out. We're going to bang that out because I want to hear everybody's tunes from Nova Scotia. Let me hear that Classified. Oh, he's coming to Moncton soon. I can't wait to see him again. Killer shit.
Is he? Oh, I got to see him in Fredericton live for free. It was an outdoor concert for Canada Day.
Oh.
Buddy. And Dave Miles was with him.
I remember that show. Yeah. That was a great. Yeah. I didn't get to
Dave Miles was with him on stage. That was great, man. Because Dave Miles was playing at the same time.
Yeah.
Oh, such a good time. We got a ton of great stuff coming up. So catch us on Sunday. I'll be doing some live streaming.
Yes.
From the field. Be doing some vlogging.
Yep.
So keep an eye out for the vlog that's going to hit the old YouTube here soon. And
that's it. That's all.
I think that's it. So that's it, folks.
Yes.
It's been an absolute blast.
It has been.
Thank you so much.
Nighty night.
Until next week. Cheers.
Peace.